TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
I'm recording, by the way, so we can get all these gems that Tim always misses.
Me too.
Me three!
Yay!
Should we sync this mofo up?
Yeah!
Yes.
Yeah!
What? Hang on, Tim. No, I can't.
What? Why hang on? Why are we always hanging on for you?
Because it's Andy.
What?
We should read some listener emails, because we got some.
I was going to suggest the same thing!
Alrighty, sorry about that.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
I knew it!
How does it feel to be right, Tim?
Fucking amazing.
Note the date and time.
That does feel pretty good to be right sometimes. I'm not going to lie.
Now you guys know how I feel all the time.
But you're not right all the time.
I'm always fucking right, Noah.
No.
Disproved time and time again.
Yeah, see, you guys keep thinking that means I think that I'm always correct. No, I'm always fucking right because my penis bends that direction. So I have to fuck to the right.
I'm so glad we started recording this stuff.
Yeah.
All right, let's sync up. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh. And record it, so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well. This week we tell some stories of what we did while we were off. We talk about some movies we saw. Andy has to tell a story about taking a frozen pizza home from Chicago. And we eventually get to some listener email. And when you hear this sound...
Chicago! You're out of there! Go on. You're gone. Go on.
That means we put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Motherfuckers and fatherfuckers.
We've got a tenuous stranglehold on this, so we're gonna push through as fast as we can.
And when you hear this noise,
you know that Arnold Schwarzenegger is having a stroke, completely unrelated to this show.
That's just what we hear when Andy's trying to talk due to our Skype connection. Oh, by the way, I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
All right, who are we?
I just said that.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast, and this is not sounding good.
No, this is what happens when the hosts can't hear each other.
Yep, what Andy said. It's probably true.
Yeah, now I'm suffering the effects of a child who has grown up in a streaming land and doesn't understand how physical discs work. So he's whining at me about playing Minecraft. I'm like, well, I can't come out there and set it up for you, buddy. I'm doing TanCast. Mommy, can you explain how to do this? Now my thin office doors get to just let all that conversation right on in.
Why don't you teach a kid how to play Minecraft?
He knows how to play Minecraft. Oh, why would
I'm kidding. No, I said, why don't you?
Why don't you teach him self-reliance?
Yes.
Yeah, just throw him outdoors with like a tarp and a pocket knife.
We went to visit my brother. Well, I guess I'm launching right into how was everyone's weeks.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How's your motherfucking week?
So he knows that my brother carries around a pocket knife just for, you know, like random utility, like a tool. Yeah, like my brother's a tool. No. So my brother just bought a new house. They just moved in, and they hired a guy to come through with a bulldozer, actually, and rip out a whole bunch of overgrowth that was in their backyard. He burned a bunch of it. It was like the last day before the burn days were closed for the summer. So the boys have been out there like picking up like random pieces of wood and like building a little hut out of it and finding like burned pieces of wood and everything. Drew went and found this huge, it was like a log, and like dragged it in, and everybody's like, he's like, Uncle, can you whittle this with your pocket knife? It's like, that's like a whole tree that you just drug back here. What do you think that I can do with this knife?
Magic?
Yeah, apparently. He's like, it doesn't matter to him how anything works. He knows he's got a pocket knife. He knows that people whittle with pocket knives. Ergo, his uncle whittles that thing with the pocket knife. So instead of whittling it, it went in the back of our car and got driven home because I need more shit in my life.
You lucky duck.
I know.
You drug it home?
Yeah. This is about as big as my arm. It wasn't like a whole
tree. And what is he doing with it?
Nothing. It's sitting on our front porch and has been for weeks.
Excellent.
Yep. But it's there, which got him to shut the fuck up.
Parenting!
Yeah.
You know what?
Acquiescence.
We're 7 years in? Fuck this. We're switching to a parenting podcast.
All right.
why would we do that?
Two guys who have kids, one guy who doesn't.
Parenting on parenting. Like the old Seen Unseen show.
Yes, exactly.
I think we do great.
Yeah. I mean, I'm totally not damaging mine, so yes, I'm absolutely qualified to give others advice.
I'm the best parent ever, so yes. Clearly people want to know what I think.
I have reproduced, which means you all need to shut the fuck up and listen.
My kid was in a parade. What do you want?
Ooh.
Which one? I assume Michael?
Yeah. We were up at the... Well, last week when we were off and I was up in Port Townsend for the Rhododendron Festival. He was in the tricycle races and he came in second, which meant that earned him a spot in the parade. And then none of the other contestants from any of the tricycle races raced, so he was just by himself on a tricycle, just waving to people like, "Hey, everybody, I'm on a tricycle."
Did he love it?
Oh, he loved it, and the crowd loved him. Like, he was supposed to just go from the start of the parade to where we were sitting, but he's like, "Nope, I gotta take this all the way to the end."
How long was that?
Bless you.
That's a rather personal question, sir. Several blocks.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't like miles.
No, it wasn't miles. It might have been a mile.
Okay, because like when I think of parade, I think like the ones in the city where it's like it just go and go and go.
Yeah, this is a small town parade now. It lasts as long as the town does, which is from over there to right over here.
It is a pretty small town, but unfortunately, the entire parade was downhill. Although, also raining.
Well, it just makes it easier to get there. I mean, everything gets a little bit wet. You basically just toss on the brakes and slide the whole way.
Yeah, but the people pushing the puppy in front of him kept slowing down. I was like, "Michael, stop!" He's like, and the big wheel is just like slipping and sliding on the wet cement.
There was a one big wheel pile up in the parade today.
A big wheel jackknifed on the corner of street, another street.
Flipped over. The driver's
there were no
okay. He might have been drinking some Yoo-hoo.
Corner of Main Street and only other street.
Also did some Disney karaoke for my cousin's 40th birthday.
Neat.
Would you?
So what they did is they just hooked up YouTube to like a big television and then hooked up a karaoke system in front of that. So basically just looked up any video you wanted on YouTube, and they have all sorts of Disney karaoke videos on YouTube, and then sang along. They had they had us make up Disney trivia questions, and it was supposed to be if you answered the question correctly, you could choose somebody to sing. If you answered it incorrectly, you had to sing. What it ended up becoming was you get to decide who sings. And also, apparently, we're horrible at coming up with trivia. Because almost every... Because they shoved the notebook in front of me. They're like, "Come up with some questions." And like 4 out of the 5 I came up with, the answers were technically wrong in some way.
What's the next number after 1?
3!
Well, technically it'd be 1.00000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
What's the next integer after one? How about that?
You didn't say that.
I know.
Which is why this is exactly how you fall into the trap of your trivia questions being technically wrong. You set the you phrase the question awkwardly and then don't provide the exact answer for that phrasing.
Oh, that yawn was instantly contagious.
Well, that's no lag in the yawn.
Nope.
The yawns are getting through the stream, no problem.
I think we may have reached some sort of like quantum yawn entanglement there.
I also got to fly in a plane with no kids, just by myself. That was nice.
For a second, I thought you meant like, I was thinking like some like small, like two-person plane. Like.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I got this. No, I just meant like I was a little, plus it was super early, so I had like almost the road to myself. I just had all my movies on my phone. I'm like, I'm going to watch some Force Awakens. I'm going to watch some Avengers. And I did just that. And then on the ride home with the kids, it was way different. James fell asleep and woke up angry. Just angry.
Fuck this. Fuck this job. I mean,
if he could say it, he would. Like, here, have some milk. Swatted it out of your hand. Like, get that the fuck away from me.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Have a pacifier.
I wonder what babies would say if they could talk.
It'd just be a stream of four-letter words, Noah. Just a river of profanity.
Like, what did they get angry about?
Everything. Why am I so small? Why do I have these useless hands? Why is it so bright out here?
Why is my butt... You know what? I don't know if I'm looking forward to, and maybe it won't happen to me, but having to wear diapers again.
You don't know if you are, or you think you might be?
Like, I'm not looking forward to it. I don't know if I would... I'll have to.
I don't know that anyone's looking forward to it. Oh, man, I can't wait to get back in them diapers. Oh, shit.
Yeah, because you know what? If you were looking forward to it, here's the secret. You can do it now.
Gonna get them
Some
dipes.
People do.
Yeah, gonna get them dipes. What? Gonna get that dipe-dipe-dipe-dipe-dipe-bop-bow.
Neat. Comes with a song.
What are you doing right now? Shitting, baby.
That's doo-doo, baby.
What are you talking about? You standing in the library. That's right, I'm shitting in the library like a boss.
I don't even have to leave my computer. I wonder, there's gotta be someone who's so hardcore about, like, gaming that they just wear a diaper and just, like, I'm not getting up.
Oh, I'm sure. I would Google it, but I don't want to find pictures accidentally. I mean, if anything, I don't want to see the diaper. I don't want to see the human being who would do it.
You're like, I don't want anything to do with it.
That whole train wreck does not need to go in my eye holes. So how the fuck was everyone's weeks?
I was just about to ask Noah, because I feel like we both chimed in.
Yeah. I chimed a little.
Still, like, yeah, still anxiety and, like, stress, but ups and downs. I saw a movie called Nice Guys.
Nice.
Which was good. I really enjoyed it. I don't know if I had the same, like, super witty dialogue as, like Last Boy Scout or Long Kiss Goodnight, but it was definitely, like, enjoyable and quirky and noir-y and thriller. And I thought Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe were a good pair. He does, what's his name, does seem to like kids, Shane Black. Like, there always seems to be, like, some kid that's kind of central to the storyline. This definitely was the case with this movie. And I did not realize he's only directed, like, three movies.
That's all you need, baby.
Oh, yeah, I guess he mostly wrote everything else.
Yeah, and this is the first one without Robert Downey Jr.
So he doesn't appear in it anywhere?
No.
Like, surprise, it's me.
I'm here, bitch. So yeah, I would say go see it. I don't know if you need to see it in a theater, but it was definitely like an enjoyable movie. I mean, there's like definitely some kind of corny parts where you're just like, all right. But overall, like, I would say it was a very enjoyable movie. I mean, I wouldn't say too far from where his other movies have gone, like his other writing stuff. Like, there's definitely kind of like these cheesy moments. And I also saw a movie called Frank, which was also good and weird and quirky.
Was that about hot dogs?
No, it's about like this band, this guy who joins this band, and the lead singer of the band wears a head, like a fake head all the time. It won't take it off. And his name's Frank.
Oh, yeah. I saw like pictures of that.
Who's played by Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
Which is funny because like, you're like, I don't see him. I just see this head. So, yeah.
Or was it?
Tough to say.
Did you see his penis? Because that's a giveaway.
Yeah. Did you see his Fassbender?
No, I did not see his Fassbender.
Actually, you know, I want to retract that. I want to start calling it his slow bender.
All right. Well, you go right ahead.
All right. Sorry. Instantly regretted that choice. Wanted to take it back. Go a different way.
Wait, the slow bender or the Fassbender?
The Fassbender. Yeah, I wanted to be slow bender.
All right. Good. I'm glad we settled that.
Me too.
Yay.
Yeah, other than that, I haven't really been going out as much. Just kind of hanging out home, watching TV again.
No desire to see the X-Men movie?
Oh, I'm probably going to see it today.
Oh, well, look at you.
We'll see.
Oh, great.
But yes, I do have a desire to see that movie.
Who are you going to see it with?
Alone. Do you want to see it with me?
I mean, you know, it'd be nice.
Well, when are you free?
We're going to the beach today, so probably not today, unless you want to do it at night, but I don't think you do.
No, I have plans this evening.
Oh.
No. Man, do you sound like that when you come?
No, that was me taking a shit afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Don't you usually follow-up sex or the post-coital poop?
I just pooped the bed.
Well, that's why you got to wear the diaper, Andy.
Oh.
You can't wear the diaper while you're effing.
Sure, why not? You just got to wear a crotchless diaper, which seems like it misses half the point.
That seems to ruin the entire point of a diaper.
Not a crotchless diaper, Andy. I think just one with like a little pee hole thing. Because you still got to hold all that stuff in. Oh.
He really is not looking forward to this, guys.
No, just think about changing diapers, like babies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it gets a lot less horrible really quickly. It's weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's funny. Humans are always like, I don't know if we can do this, but I think, like, once you're in it and you're like, well, this is my reality, like, I just need to accept this and move on.
Yeah, like the idea of, like, you know, field dressing an animal. Like, I couldn't skin Bambi. I'm sure by, like, the third deer, I'd be like, what the fuck? What was I worried about? This is nothing.
I mean, I think also if it's a necessity, right? Like, your diaper has to be changed. Like, if that was, like, your food, the way you had to eat.
Yep.
Like, I'm sure you'd be like, yeah, all right, well, this is what we're doing now.
Yep. Sorry,
Wait,
Bambi,
I have to eat
you're
dirty
going...
diapers in this scenario?
No, no.
Oh.
I don't know if that would ever get easy.
I don't think I can get used to that.
Lots of hot sauce.
I can't even eat onions.
I believe I ordered this pizza without dirty diapers.
Oh, man. So my week of debauchery in terms of like fast food and soda has started.
Uh-huh.
And I think one of the side effects of not eating fast food for most of the month is that my constitution can no longer handle it.
Like,
it
always happens a little ways into the week where I'm just like, I don't want to eat anything right now. Like, I'll be like, what are you gonna have for dinner? Nothing. I'm just gonna sit here.
Oh, you feel sick or what?
Yeah, like headaches, stomach aches, horrible gas, indigestion.
Maybe that's a sign, Tim.
Yeah,
it's a sign. I shouldn't give it up for 3 weeks so my body can stay used to it.
I think it's a sign that it's killing you.
No. Yes, it's killing me to give it up.
Yeah.
I'm getting weak.
Yeah. Yeah, under no circumstances.
Strong again.
Under no circumstances should a McDonald's hamburger ever be Dolph Lundgren from Rocky.
I gotta get that burning heart.
Oh my gosh, Tim. But you feel fine once you're eating like healthy.
I guess.
If he had to admit it.
Maybe you should doctor, Tim.
Nah, what are they going to tell me?
Maybe there might be something wrong.
Nah.
Oh, Tim.
They're going to say, oh, you need to add a little extra cheese on that Whopper.
I don't think they would ever say that.
What do you mean they don't want it? What?
Tim, you got to slow that Whopper's passage down. Can't
That's
have no
problem.
Whopper on high speed.
Shooting through you like a bullet train. Put the brakes on.
Please name this episode Slow Whopper.
Okay. Why not?
Name it Michael Slowbender.
Or Michael Slow Whopper.
Or stop it.
Oh.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Speaking of movies, I watched the original Iron Man again. I only meant to watch a couple clips of it. I ended up watching the whole thing. That movie is a good movie.
Wait, you were watching a couple clips like on your DVD?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought maybe you like found them online and then ended up watching like all the clips.
No. Although then Avengers was on FX, and then I ended up watching it to the end from where we were. Both good movies.
Well, I watched, so you guys don't have to, Fantastic.
Oh, yes, you mentioned that.
I did. I figured I would put it on because I was tired, like I was exhausted, but couldn't sleep. I thought, you know, this piece of shit is probably good enough to get me like right out. And sure enough, it did exactly that. So I fell asleep, I think like 15 minutes into it. And then a different day, I fell asleep like 45 minutes into it. So I got a little bit more time into it. And then the rest of it, I was having a really long shit because I had enough slow whoppers. And I finished the rest of the movie off at some point, like during the shit and slightly after. It was, I think I told you guys, but it was
Wait,
like
but you were watching the movie during the shit.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. The like, and the shit was the least bad part of that.
Wait, how do you watch it during the shit?
Streaming. To my
phone.
Just
like on your phone or iPad?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. All right.
Do you not stream things to your phone when you're in inconvenient places?
I mean, usually only YouTube, not movies.
Oh.
Like I'm like. I have to go take a shit. I'm like, this can wait.
You haven't lived.
I would say I've lived.
Agree to disagree. So yeah, I mean, none of this is going to be new to Tim. So complete, just paint by numbers. It was like there was not a beat of that movie, including how they settled on calling themselves the Fantastic Four, that wasn't immediately obvious. Like what they were heading towards, how things were going to happen, like what order things were going to happen in, who was going to feel betrayed and butthurt about what, like everything in it, including like there was a scene where there's a guy that's. I think they were trying to play with the audience a little, like, hey, is this guy Mr. Fantastic in a disguise? It's like, yeah, it's Mr. Fantastic in a fucking disguise. Because you haven't bothered to introduce any other characters, and you're going to spend a scene on somebody who's just some random guy? Yeah, no, it's Mr. Fantastic in a disguise. So yeah, it was, I would say it was a complete waste of time, except I only watched it during times that was basically impossible to waste. Like trying to fall asleep, or trying to get poo out my butt.
Well, maybe you would have fell asleep faster if you weren't watching a shitty movie.
Maybe.
You ever think about that? Do you ever think about it?
No. No. Not at all.
Ha!
But speaking of Duke, I also watched The Babadook.
How'd you like that one?
That's a horror flick, right?
It is. Mm. It's not like gory, like torture porn horror. There's a couple of bits that are a bit gory. It also doesn't do the super lazy thing. I mean, there's a couple of points where it's like, you know, that was unexpected, but it's not just like, you know, cheap-ass jump scare after cheap-ass jump scare, like a lot of hidden monster movies like to do. So there's like a lot of tension, there's a lot of build-up. There's a couple of moments where, you know, like stuff jumps out or stuff happens really fast or whatever that kind of gets you. But mostly it's just the kind of psychological journey of the movie. As I don't think this is going to spoil anything, but I got a really good way into the movie. And I'm not going to tell you which way it turns out, but I got a good way through the movie. Still not sure whether the monster that's been haunting them is real or this woman is going crazy.
Do you feel like I had a definitive ending?
Because
I've seen it.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
From
what I remember, I did not think it did.
Wait, hang on. If you are worried about spoiling the Babadook, we're putting up the spoiler with noise right now.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Because Tim doesn't give a shit and just wants them to talk about it.
Okay. So I'll make this quick so people can come back.
Whatever, there'll be a time code in the show notes.
Very good. Okay, so... yeah, I think there was a definitive answer, which was that the Babadook was a real thing, but that it was basically a personification of her grief. So, or like,
okay.
Yeah, so it was an external representation of her internal state. It was brought about by her grief, because the ending where, you know, she keeps it locked in the basement and feeds it, and talks to it and reassures it, is sort of the metaphor for acknowledging your grief, acknowledging that it is still going to be with you, you know, as opposed to hiding from it or running from it or whatever, but no longer giving it power. You know, by giving it attention and care, you no longer make it a dangerous thing.
That's
your
deep.
Thoughts? Yeah. Oh, it was a good fucking movie.
Noah, did we lose you?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
I'm
just thinking.
I assume when he said your thoughts, he was talking to you, because I haven't seen it.
Oh. I mean, it was enjoyable. It's been a little while since I've seen it.
It's been a while.
I do remember, yeah, in the basement, it was still there, and they gained control over it. I remember enjoying it. Unfortunately, I don't remember details. I'll sell a movie I saw that you don't have to see called Ice Soldiers with... Oh, did you guys ever watch Prison Break?
No.
Andy?
No, but I think I know who it was.
It has one of the guys in there, not the one who was the one who was originally jailed.
Yeah.
So, Ice Soldiers is about these Russian soldiers that are genetically modified, and somehow they crash into the Arctic and they get frozen for a long time or a while.
Winter
and then
soldiers.
They get found and they kill everybody that finds them in this isolated place, and destroying buildings and all the vehicles that they couldn't escape, so they froze again. Oh, but before they froze, they raped a female scientist, and then they destroyed all the vehicles and buildings, so they froze again. And so then this guy is looking for them, and pretty early on, I figured, why is this guy looking for them? Oh, I bet he's this, and it was like 30 years later. I'm like, oh, I bet he's the son of one of the soldiers that raped that lady.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was not good. You skip it.
Gotcha.
Skipped.
But it was on TV, so I was like, why the fuck not? Mostly I just watch whatever's on. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not so good.
Oh, to anyone who missed my tweet about it, The Warriors is available on Netflix. So if you've never seen that fucking masterpiece, do so now.
But what if I have no desire to?
Do so now.
But wait, you missed part of it. I said, what if I have no desire to?
Fuck your desire. Do so now.
All right.
You know what we should do now?
Do some listener emails?
Yes. We should do the first one from Jesus, because I don't think that's going to quite cause so much discussion, per se.
Okay.
And then do the one from... No, other way around. Do the one from Vic, and then the one from Jesus.
Before we do that, can I tell you guys one more story?
No!
Oh.
God damn it!
Are you just fucking with him?
No, I really do have one. But yes, also fucking with him. Can I do two things at once? All right, I'm going to take silence as assent. So I went to Chicago, home of Chicago Pizza.
So this first listener email is from Vic, and he says, hey guys, long time, I thought we were doing two things at once.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You could tell your story, and I'll edit that part out, and then we'll do this part where I read the email.
The pizza make it home, Andy?
The pizza made it home, but the fucking universe conspired to stop me from getting it home.
Listen, Peter Jackson, I don't need to know the entire story of the pizza from Chicago to your house. Did it make it? Great.
Spoilers.
You throw the pizza in the volcano, super duper. We're done.
Did some eagles fly you over there? Great. Let's go.
Oh. So anyways, the company that in Chicago, Giordano's, that freezes pizzas, that I did this like a year and a half ago to bring my wife genuine pizza home.
My wife.
It turns out that the corporate locations, which were all of the ones near where I was staying in Chicago, don't do that anymore. Like, they make the you can get the small frozen pizzas, the same ones that you can like order online and have FedEx to you. You know, no custom toppings. You get your choice of like whatever the four standard ones
are. Got it. Move on.
Yeah. So I found one that was a franchise that was all the way back by O'Hare. So one night after dinner, I drove all the way back to O'Hare where I was going to be the next day. Picked up a pizza, drove it all the way back to my hotel, put it in the mini fridge in the hotel, like disassembled part of the mini fridge to get the pizzas in there and to like maximize the amount of the little like shitty cooler thing, how much effect it was having on the pizzas, and also stuffed a bunch of ice from the ice machine around the pizzas to keep that mini fridge as cold as possible overnight. I figured I was okay. So I got up in the morning. People had told me traffic was going to be awful, so you know I left the hotel early. Also, O'Hare had just the previous week had like 3-hour lines that made a bunch of people miss their flight. So I got to the airport nice and early, trying to go through the security line. I get up to the front. I scan my smartphone. The lady is like, "What airline are you flying?" I'm like, "American." She goes, "American." She goes, "It's not coming up. You got to go get a paper one." So the line had only taken me like 15 minutes. I'm like, okay, fuck, fine, whatever. So I go back, I get a paper one, I come back through, get through the line. They actually accept the paper one. Get all the way through, get to my gate, find out that my flight's a little bit delayed. I'm like, fuck, because this is now going to get me into Atlanta really close to rush hour, which it would really fuck me if it did. So finally the flight gets there, everything's okay, we get on the flight, and we're sitting there. And they're not saying anything, and they're not pushing us back from the gate. And we sit there for like 20 minutes, and then finally the captain comes on and is like, "Yeah, we're having a little bit of mechanical difficulty, so this could be another like, you know, 10, 15 minutes. So in my head, I'm just like, I'm listening to these pizzas defrosting in my carry-on. We sat on the tarmac for almost an hour before they got us off the plane. Like, basically decided, okay, yeah, this plane's had it. It took them like another hour and a half. But first it was like, your next plane's going to be here in 40 minutes, so stay near the gate. Then it was 50 minutes, so stay near the gate. Then it was an hour, stay near the gate. So, like, nobody could, like, just leave and go get lunch because they kept fucking lying to us about when the fucking plane was going to get there. finally get us on the plane. I land. I'm in Atlanta just in time to hit rush hour. I'm coming home. I'm asking my wife if she wants me to pick something up for dinner. And then finally I'm like, no, you know what? Fuck it. We'll have leftovers, or like you can go out and get something or whatever, because I'm just going to come straight home and put these things in. Because it had been over 9 hours. Then I did the math. It would have taken me as long to drive from Chicago to my house as it did for me to fly in a plane that goes 500 fucking miles an hour. But again, pizzas were okay, so yay.
That seems unlikely.
So, Tim, can you just cut all that out and just say pizzas are okay?
Yeah.
Excellent.
So what seems unlikely? The travel time?
Yeah, in the car from Chicago to Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah. It would take somewhere around like 9.5 to 10.5 hours. And I got home at like 9 hours, 45 minutes of total travel time.
Hmm.
The nation's a lot shorter than it is wide.
It's sort of Andy-shaped. But if part of that travel time was you being caught in rush hour traffic, then the argument just eats itself.
No, because the direction I'd be coming in from Chicago would not take me through Atlanta.
Allegedly.
No, there's no allegations.
Yes.
Next time drive.
Well, I guess
there's
no
home
allegations.
Safe. We got listener email to read. Yay!
Yay!
Listener email!
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille is here!
Listener email! I think we have three, or maybe we have more. Well, if we want to try to do all three.
I got a quick one.
All right, okay. Go for it.
This one's from Dean. I can't actually find the email, but a while back he sent a joke that was like, what do you call, and I read it. It was like, what do you call an Asian person who makes, I said, dollies. Oh, fuck. I don't remember the exact thing, but it was like a lacist.
Right.
Yeah, it was doilies.
Yeah, I think when you told that joke, I heard doilies in my head.
Yeah. What do you call an Asian lady who sews doilies but won't sell them to black folks? A lacist. And he wrote, like, just for clarification, it's supposed to be doilies. So that's listener email, Tim Fucked Up Edition.
per use.
And that was like a month ago, at least. I'm like, we need to correct. I need to make mention of that, and I always forget.
Anyone wanted to read the one from Vic?
Well, actually, really quickly, speaking of corrections, a different listener email came in with a correction for cocaine in the nostrils, ass bitch, that says the inside of your nose does not become numb. So good to know.
Good to
the
know.
The more you know. Here's a quick fact that I learned today. Hall & Oates met in an elevator while flinging a shoe out between rival gang members.
Huh.
And they were like, you.
You make my dreams come true.
Shoot.
I just thought, as far as like band members meeting, that is a pretty awesome story.
Especially for such a pussy-ass band.
Like, yeah, if like any band in the world, you thought who would meet an elevator, fling a rival gang shootout? I don't know if your first up on your list would be Hall & Oates.
Like it'd be NWA, Wu-Tang,
New Kids on the Block.
Yeah,
it's a really big elevator. All right, so now who is going to read this email from Vic?
Do it, do
me?
It. You,
me. All
I
right.
Talked about Chicago. You do this.
Hey guys, long time listener,
first time emailer. No, not really.
I don't know why. Hey guys, longtime listener. I've sent in a couple fan letters, but they've been to Tim's Facebook and died there. Sorry, Vic. It was like a show Noah refused to watch and got canceled in its prime. But I wanted to message you guys and say thank you. I've been listening to you guys since 2009. In that time, you guys have gotten me through three moves back and forth between LA and Sacramento. Multiple solo drives back and forth to Anaheim on my own. Basically, what I'm saying is you guys need to add the fact that you are the best listened to on I-5 North or South.
All right.
And New Zealand. Yeah.
Oh, right. Number one in New Zealand with a bullet. But
not only. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, thanks. I got this.
All right. You got
but
it,
not only have you been that, but you were there during the pregnancy of my fiancé with our daughter. We listened to you and everything my girl would get a craving. Wait, what? We'd listen to you and... Nope. We'd listen to you any and everything my girl would get a craving for McDonald's. So to this day, anytime we listen to a cast, we crave a Big Mac.
So I wonder if we were there during the impregnation.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Andy. Probably not.
Noah's sexy voice moving that process ahead. Andy's slowing it down again.
Wait, hold on a second. This is for next listener who wants to get pregnant. Stick it in. Take it out. Stick it in. Take it out.
Don't come too quick!
Slow down. All right. Now's the time. Shoot it inside.
Not on her chest?
No, wrong place. Not in her butt. Not in her mouth. Vagina.
Not on the curtains?
Not in a hot tub. Hot tub doesn't work either. Not on a toilet seat. Done.
Anyway, after my daughter was born, we found that Tancast plus car ride equals baby NyQuil.
Tancast. Put babies to sleep since I don't know how long.
I'm going to guess.
8 years. 2008. Yeah. Oh, for them?
Yeah. 2000. Yeah. I'm going to guess 2016. Well, man. But all I'm trying to say is, I know you guys aren't getting paid for this, but your weekly episodes are valuable to us listeners in a lot of unique ways, so thank you. Thank you from us.
Oh, age 5. So, 2011-ish.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Vic, number one YouTuber fan. Julia, number one will listen to Tancast if forced to or if nothing else is on fan. Zoe, age 5, number one fan who has no idea what a podcast is, but knows she'll get a happy meal if she listens to fan.
I think we've been doing this all wrong. We need to start giving out Happy Meals to everyone who listens. I mean, right now we can afford it. It may get a little more expensive if it takes off.
I was like, right now we can afford it. And the great thing is, in 2 years, we'll still be able to afford it.
Well, thank you, Vic. Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening. And thank you for those emails. I'm sorry that your messages have died on my Facebook page. I guess I'm a racist.
Now we have one from Angela.
Hey, yo, Angela.
We didn't read this one. I'll give it a shot.
Do it.
Hey guys, since Grace wrote you from Disneyland earlier this month, I thought you should hear from Disney World. We seem to be in the middle of a sports action now. Okay. Last week we had the first ever Star Wars half marathon, which ended the season for Run Disney. In 2 weeks we host the Invictus Games? INVICTOUS. Invictus Games?
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone is on their toes. Say that again?
It means unconquered.
Oh. Smart.
Well, I think it should be U.S. I don't know. O-U-S.
Okay. Yeah. Everyone is on their toes with this one, especially in security, as if we didn't have enough to worry about. By the way, since Tim recently went through Disneyland's bag check, how is it since they added the metal detectors? We're having a lot of guests not liking you over here.
They added metal detectors?
Dramatically. What was that?
They added metal detectors?
I guess so.
All right. Apparently, it's so unobtrusive that I don't remember. I don't remember it.
Well, you went how long ago now?
About a month.
To Disney World?
No, Disneyland. She said you went through Disneyland's bag check.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Oh, it was 2 months ago.
Maybe they weren't there yet.
Maybe.
Switching gears dramatically, fuck cancer. My aunt and my sister-in-law are both going through treatment right now. My mom and brother are doing their best as caregivers. My mom definitely needs a vacation. My aunt owns a farm and animals, cows, chickens, etc. Look to my mom and cousin to feed them until my aunt makes her recovery. It makes me both glad I live in another state from them and sad I can't visit right now. We are mandatory shifts until the mini-ply ice are over. Mini-PLY ice are over? Okay.
I think that might have been an autocorrect issue.
Maybe. Then summer season starts. Oh, well, at least I'll have you guys laugh me through this time. Take care. P.S. If Noah or Danelle. I don't know why. I was like, what? Would run one of our Disney races. Would they dress up as characters? And if so, which one? You can pick from anywhere in the Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, TV, etc. Pantheon. Well, since Danelle's not here, I won't answer for her. No. I would not dress up. I'm not really a big dress up type of guy. And especially if I'm running, I want like maybe Tarzan because he wears a loincloth. But I'm a sweater. I am a sweater and I just as least layers possible.
You should dress up as Hulk.
Hulk would work.
So I guess by that logic, Danelle should dress as Slave Leia.
Yeah.
Although I think running and covering your skin in paint seems
a poor idea. A better idea. Bruce Banner right after he turned back from the Hulk. So you just have to wear some very loose-fitting pants.
That hopefully don't fall.
Purple.
And some green jellies.
Oh, I remember those green jellies. So, yeah, I'm sorry to hear about your aunt and your sister-in-law. I hope they have a good recovery.
Yeah, fuck cancer.
Fuck it indeed.
Do you have any idea what Danielle might dress up as, Tim?
She'd be right in your camp, not dressing up as anything. She might wear a shirt of, and it could whatever the shirt that someone gave her.
I'm trying to think if I had to dress up as someone. I don't know who that would be.
Wreck-It Ralph.
No, maybe
Darth Vader, so you could bump into things constantly.
Wait, no, Finn.
Oh yeah. Oh, Lando.
The cape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some Colt 45.
Works every time.
So thank you for that, Angela. And I'm not going to read this email, but I would like to say a quick shout out to Lindsay. She, when I was talking about my anxiety and also Alexi, you know, being trans, she wrote into me both times with very nice emails. So I appreciate that.
Way to go, Lindsay.
And now, I think the big one, which is Jesus, right?
Do we want to maybe hold off on this one since it's a big one and it's going to get into a larger discussion?
We can.
So stay Jesus. Tuned next time for we more got you. From...
You're on deck. Not
like
dick.
A poo.
Dick.
That's a duck, not a dick. I want to watch that movie again. Ah, oh, movie's got so many good lines.
I want to watch Kiss Kiss Bang Bang
them in a text the other day.
Yes, sure.
I know. Just, I love like when he's just like, well, he's like, how'd you find me? And I can't remember what it was like, you know, how he said, like,
there may be many reasons not to kill you, but among them is not that you'll be missed by NASA.
Yes.
Oh, man, Brian Cox is such an excellent shit talker in that movie.
Yes. I should think that whatever he's attempting to dislodge is either gone for good or there to stay.
What that about the so dog? Alice. The dog, Alice.
Would you want there to be a sequel?
Yes. Hell
he
yes.
can't be in it.
Was that? What?
He wouldn't be in it if there was.
Right, right, right.
But yeah, I could see another one of those. I just want to see Gina Davis in more things.
Yeah.
I was just watching A League of Their Own part that was on last night, and I was like, this is a good movie. What happened to Gina Davis? Why did Hollywood decide to turn their back on Gina Davis?
There's probably a video. There's like this video series. I can't remember who does it. Who like say is like,
oh, yeah.
Why is no one hiring Freddie Prinze Jr.? Why is no one hiring this person?
Well, who gives a fuck about Freddie Prinze Jr.? Whoever went, oh shit, Freddie Prinze Jr.'s in this? Get everybody, we're going.
I think that was the content of the video. I think that was the entirety of the video, as a matter of fact. Why isn't Hollywood hiring Freddie Prinze Jr.? Because who gives a fuck? Credits. All right.
All right. And also, Jesus, just know, we would have had time for your letter, but Andy had to tell the long story about his fucking pizza.
It was defrosting the whole way. It was almost
which
a pizza tragedy.
Which we knew was
going to
be long.
And we tried to stop him.
You know what I went through.
We tried to stop him. We couldn't stop him. He's unstoppable.
Can't stop, won't stop.
He's like that train in that Denzel Washington movie. I can't remember the title.
I think it was called the bus
that couldn't slow down.
Oh, man, you see the just all the detail you include, Andy, is just hilarious.
Oh, I tossed that detail in just to watch Tim's blood
is
pressure
a very
go up.
Very inaccurate term for the description.
No, I put in
of
extra
details,
details just for Tim. I knew what I was doing.
Yeah, fucking Jesus. I hope you're proud of yourself.
Fucking Jesus.
Andy, like,
seems sacrilegious.
I feel like, you know, like when at the end of the movie where you're supposed to be like saving like the person, like Andy would go over his plan and just the person would die.
Meanwhile, the person just falls off the skyscraper.
So here's what we're going to do. Wait. Actually, let me tell you how I originally thought of this plan.
Oh,
it's very similar to this other plan. So let me explain.
You're doing it like a kid riding a tricycle in a parade in the rain. And
so
while you guys
joyously.
Say goodbye, I'm going to figure out why my kid is losing his shit.
I don't know what you shouldn't trust this week.
Want me to come back to you?
Yeah, come back to me.
This week, I hate it when $60 worth of pizza is fucking defrosting in the trunk. Slowly, an inch at a time.
This week, well, I have to say this week, but never trust the TSA to get you through efficiently and to make sure you're secure.
Podcast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. All right, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week. Please.
Tancast. I was reading the story, like, their whole infrastructure for computers, not whole infrastructure, but, like, their computer security is not good.
Would you like to see my surprise face?
like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Security theater, man. That's all it is.
I mean, it doesn't have to be, right? There is a way to do it. There probably is a way to do it somewhat efficiently and, like, better than the TSA is doing, right?
Well, some of it comes down to, you know, just, like, better training. I mean, in terms of efficiency of getting us through there, like not fixing the security stuff, which I'm sure smarter people than I should get involved with that shit. But just optimizing the lines. Delta just did something in Atlanta for one small section of the lines.
Yeah, which I hear is doing great.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, the TSA is like, yeah, we're going to be opening up these new concept lines, whatever. And then Delta put out a video. It's like, yeah, we did that. We designed that. We built that. We donated it all to the TSA. All for you, our customers. I'm like, that explains why it went in Delta's terminal and not the other terminal. Because Atlanta has, we've got three sets of security checkpoints. We've got the main line, which is like right down the middle. So our terminals are all in one building. They're just opposite sides of the same big-ass building. So when you go into each terminal, you wind up approaching the center concourse from opposite sides, but like, and then everybody merges. And most people just go straight to the security that way. But if you don't go into the middle concourse and you just kind of stick to the edges, you wind up at the north and south security checkpoints. And south is Delta's, and that's the one that got the super fast lines.
What the hell?
Because Delta's like, you know what? Fuck American and all the rest of them.
Is he back on the goddamn pizza story?
No, we're talking about the TSA.
And I'm still recording. All right, I'm going to end this.
Oh, goodbye.
Yep.
Well, no, I'm just going to stop the recording. I don't know if people
care
about
it. Fine. I just didn't have any context.
Tim's back. Now we're out. Because fuck Tim.